listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are still in the search of the answer to this question, which has plagued man for many generations. What is better than pigskin and pals? Well, we may have the answer. Adding a Browns alumni to the mix.
That's what would do it for me.
Get to your Cleveland area Arby's and find out how to enter to win lunch with a Browns alum and a guest. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
I think you answered the question of the ages. I really do. I think
it's just a pretty historic moment.
Sure it is.
It's a pretty historic moment. Dino, make sure that the tape of this show goes nowhere. This is, probably needs to go to a Smithsonian.
Send it to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No problem. It's marked. We're good.
Is our buddy Stan White available to talk with us? Hey, Stan, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Great. He is Stan White, by the way, from the Baltimore Ravens Radio Network, former Ohio State Buckeye. He's an Ohio guy all the way, except for a couple of times a year, I know. And, Stan, I want to start with this, though. A lot of problems with this Ravens team. What, in a nutshell, how would you characterize where this team is heading into this game off the bye?
Well, they've been inconsistent. You know, they haven't been able to run the ball at all year. And as you know, they were a pretty good running team, at least through the playoffs last year. And they had all those people back and thought that was going to happen. It just it didn't happen. For one reason or another, they just not able to run the football. On defense, they've got a lot of new moving parts. And there's one game where they'll hold Miami Dolphins to 28 yards rushing. And then the next game, Buffalo will run for 205. So on both sides of the ball, the run game, offense and defense, has been a little bit inconsistent. And the difference really has been they've lost those close games that they were winning last year.
And they have lost those close games. Nathan Zagura, Stan, thanks for joining us today here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You talk about the ground game and 2.8 yards a carry for Ray Rice, 2.8 yards a carry for Bernard Pierce, both well off of what they were doing last year, especially when the Super Bowl run once Jim Caldwell took over. What to you is the biggest thing holding this ground game back?
Well, both those guys have had injuries, leg injuries, and they were trying to play through it, and obviously Ray just didn't make anybody miss, and he's usually pretty good. He's pretty quick, and he's low to the ground, and he's strong, and he breaks a lot of tackles, but he, because of the leg injury that he had, he just could not get away from that single tackler. And hopefully the bye week, and he says he's 100% now. I guess we'll see, because he's had great success in Cleveland. I think he's averaging almost 130 yards a game in his five games in his 5 years in Cleveland. So I know he loves to play there. We'll see if he can come back and do that this week.
Stan, as you look at kind of the attitude, there was a sense, I saw this comment from John Harbaugh as a coach, just sounding very much like not the guy who had come off a Super Bowl victory not so long ago, sounding like, hey, we'll do everything we need to do if we have to cut people and trade people, if we got to change things, change schemes, whatever needs to be done. And I don't know that he necessarily meant they were going to do all of those things, although they have obviously released some players and made some moves there. But do you sense in John's demeanor and approach that, you know, he's really, really worried about this thing and doesn't have a handle on it? Because the one thing you could say about John Harbaugh among coaches is that he always has the handle on it.
Well, I tell you what, John's always worried about getting better. I mean, he wouldn't have brought Jim Caldwell in and fired Cam Cameron with a few games left in the season last year if he wasn't willing to do whatever it took to make the team better at that very time. He's not going to say, what have you done 5 weeks ago? We were doing this pretty good, but what are we doing now? And that's the way he operates. And he's always concerned about the football team and making sure it gets better every week. And, you know, the old saying, you either get better or worse, nobody stays the same. So he's trying to get better every week. And he will do whatever it takes. And he saw that last year and what it led to. And I don't know if this is going to lead to any turnaround or whatever, but he will make the hard decisions, no doubt.
This team right now is playing phenomenal defense, the Baltimore Ravens. They've given up just 5 offensive touchdowns since week 2, but you pointed out they've lost 3 of their last 4 by a combined 8 points. In Cleveland, at some point when, you know, Brandon Whedon was the quarterback, there seemed to be a little bit of discord between perhaps the defense and offensive sides of the ball. Do you sense that on this team right now, given that the offense has struggled to produce more than 2 offensive touchdowns in a game in 5 straight?
No, not at all, because the defense really, they've had a chance in Green Bay. If they get the ball back for the offense, they let Green Bay run out the clock. When they had a chance to get the ball back against Pittsburgh, they let Pittsburgh drive at the end and score a field goal after the Ravens offense and scored a touchdown to tie it up with a couple minutes left. So no, they realize this is a team game, and they've had their part in losing these close games as much as the offense has. So there's no discord there.
Stan White is our guest. He's an analyst on the Ravens Radio Network. He is joining us on the line. He'll be on the call for that radio network for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Ravens. He is, of course, a former Ohio State Buckeye. You pay close attention to this Browns team, and I know you've been studying what they've done in recent weeks. Obviously, the challenge for the Ravens is they're going to deal with a Browns team that has a new quarterback in Jason Campbell and is playing differently. Rob Chudzinski was bringing this up, too. Because of just what would be expected, the obvious, 7 weeks after that game in Baltimore, players know systems better, they know each other better, the newness is less new. Do you see, in your mind, a different enough Browns team, and from what you can gather, knowing Campbell, is his career and what he did last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, as well as you do, that what sort of challenge are you expecting for the Ravens from the Browns, your take on the Browns?
Well, if you look back at the Browns' games against the Ravens, I know they won 11 in a row, but they've all been close games, some down to the last play of the game, and I think that's what they expect. You know, they know this is a whole different, especially on the offensive side of the ball, a whole different Browns team. You had Trent Richardson running back then. You didn't have Josh Gordon. You know, I think one of your linemen was out, and O'Neal Cousins had to start the game. They got introduced to Jordan Cameron and the things that he's doing as a tight end in the league. So they know that they're up against the battle. They know Willis McGahee pretty well because he spent, four years here. So they know Willis, and it'll be interesting to see, what goes on in the field between the guys that were here when Willis was and Willis himself.
The Ravens have won every single trip to Cleveland since 2007. They've done so by more than 10 points in every single one of those games. This is kind of a crossroads for both of these teams and kind of a defining game in the sense that the Ravens want to get things turned around and still be in the hunt here. The Browns trying to defend home field like they were able to do against the Cincinnati Bengals. You talked about the Ravens knowing that they're in for a test, but is this a game that, you know, they feel supremely confident about given their success here in Cleveland?
No, I don't think they have. There's no supreme confidence in any game in the NFL. Very rarely do you get those games. They went down to Jacksonville feeling that way a couple of years ago and had 14 yards of offense at halftime and end up losing that game. So, no, you never can take anything for granted, no matter how many games they've beaten the Browns. Because the Browns are a great story this year. You know, everybody thought they were going to go in 0-16 after they traded Trent Richardson. And then they come back and win three in a row, and the things that Brian Hoyer did, and being a hometown boy, it's a shame he got hurt. But Jason Campbell, you know, he had a great game against, you know, probably the hottest team in the league last week, the Kansas City Chiefs, and maybe the hottest defense in the league. And he went out there and performed admirably. So they know this is going to be a big test, but they also know this is a must-win for them. They feel that way.
And it's interesting, Stan, you brought that up about the Browns, and as intriguing as they are, I think there was a theme that Rob Chudzinski referenced yesterday about the kid brother theory, basically, that for the longest time, this is what the Browns have been in their division. They've played that kid brother role. And what does the kid brother eventually do? He gets bigger, he gets stronger, he gets more confident, bolder to take on the bigger brothers. And that's been what this division is. That's how he was characterizing Ravens, obviously, Steelers, Bengals. And they've beaten the Bengals once, and now they're going up against this Ravens team. And they're 1-1 in this division, obviously, after a close loss to the Ravens earlier. Are you buying that possibility that with a win Sunday, they're now maybe on more equal footing?
Well, I think they are on more equal footing. I think they've proved that, what they've done since that trade. I mean, like I said, it's really surprising to everybody. But everybody knows this is a good young team, and all the draft picks they have next year is going to even be a better team next year. You know, the core that they've built on that line with the young receivers they have, it's a shame You know, you lost your kick returner and the kid who's really, Benjamin has really been playing well, but, you got a lot of weapons. And if you can find, if Jason Campbell's that quarterback that can lead you, because everybody needs that quarterback. I don't care where you are in this league. You need that quarterback. If he's the guy, then you got a lot going in Cleveland.
Torrey Smith is a guy who I think continues to develop. I've been very impressed with him. 629 yards, basically 90 a game in his seven games, 20.3 yards per catch to lead the National Football League. And he's doing it this year without really a significant supporting cast around him following the departure of Anquan Boldin, the injury to Dennis Pitta. He's the only guy who's gotten to, you know, 85 yards against Joe Hayden this season. Talk a little bit about Torrey Smith, his development, and how you see his second half of the season going.
Yeah, he's just keeps getting better every year. You know, he was a speed receiver when he came in. Now he runs routes. He can do the crossing patterns. He can catch the ball, you know, the fade, the post, you know, the in pattern. He has all the moves now. And, you know, like you said, he's getting double teamed all the time. That's why he only has 31 catches. But he's averaging, you know, 20-some yards a catch, 20.3. He's just as a weapon. If you forget about him on one play, he can make you pay for it. Now, I know that, that Joe Hayden is going to match up with Torrey, and that'll be a battle, because Joe's one of the top quarterbacks, cornerbacks in the league. So I'm looking forward to see that. But I'm interested to see if they just leave him out there on the island with Torrey Smith, or they give him some help, because Torrey is pretty tough to handle all by himself.
He certainly is. Has scored two times in his last three games against this Browns team. We've been chatting with Ravens radio analyst Stan White. Stan, thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
I will see you guys on Sunday. Look forward to it.
All right. We will be back wrapping things up with Gerard Sherry and some barks from the Dog Pound here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.